inside 90 and down into the mid-70s at night. Actually, 95 the high by Father's Day on June 17th. Right now we're at 72, ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you listening. Very happy to welcome to our program Sony Music Executive, producer of From Fatherless to Fatherhood, a documentary about the significant role a positive male figure is in the life of a child and a young adult. Kobe Brown. Kobe, how are you?
DJ, how are you, man?
I looked you up. You got it going on.
Okay.
You really have done a lot of good things, man. I mean, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What is your message for fathers and fatherhood?
You know, that's a great question. I would say my message for fathers is one of encouragement. But my message in making this film is in the process of celebrating fathers, really reinforcing for everyone the important role that a positive, prepared, encouraged, inspired, and well-supported father plays in the life of his children. And by playing that role in the life of his children, he plays in the in humanity, in the advancement of humanity. I think that fathers often are overlooked as are limited to the role of just, you know, being a breadwinner and a provider. And we, in doing that, kind of negate some of the emotional support they share, some of the life experiences and wisdom they impart into their children, and how those things they impart then create other opportunities, not only for their children, but for everyone who comes in contact with that child, who then becomes, you know, as an adult or beyond.
Tell me about Kobe Brown growing up. Tell me your life.
Oh, my life. My life in as few words as possible or as quickly as possible.
I would like to know you growing up. Tell me about your home. What touched you? What hurt you? What happened?
You know what? I had a great dad, but you know, one thing that was very important, and I still have a great relationship with my daddy, but the other thing I really noticed that really stands out, I was surrounded by a lot of great men, meaning neighbors, uncles, friends of the family, who kind of gave me a little bit pieces of different experiences, whether it be, you know, a family friend who was an attorney, or a family friend who was a doctor, a family friend who was a truck driver, the guy at the barbershop. All of those bits and pieces came together to provide some perspective and some direction on my life. So I will say that while I do have a great father, I think it was important to see many examples of quality manhood, as well as some of the shortcomings that people had, and understand that, okay, that's a route that I don't necessarily want to take, because I see where it ends up, and understanding what decisions were made or what choices were made to lead someone down a bad path that was the life that I didn't want to have, as well as what choices and sacrifices. That's another important thing that I think we often overlook, the sacrifices one has to make in order to have the type of life that they want to have, the delayed gratification. And I got an opportunity to see that, not only through my father's example, but the example of many men. Because I think very often parents feel that their children will learn only through their example. And sometimes a kid needs other perspectives, because everything can't be the gospel according to mom and dad.
Kobe, how do we reach a 12-year-old whose best friend is the drug dealer, his mom is on heroin, and the dad's in jail? How do we do that?
By understanding, as men and women who are near or have access to that 12-year-old, that our example matters, that our example, you know, someone said to me once, and I can't remember who it was, sometimes we're the only book that a person will read.
Hmm.
So understanding that our lives, you know, our lives were given to us in order to be in service to others. So our example, I mean, it can be as simple as whether or not you choose to throw a piece of garbage on the ground as you're walking down the street,
yeah,
or choose to pick something up,
yeah,
something up that,
yeah,
you see on the street. That someone seeing that, that may set the course for them in some way, or at least inform them in some way for a long period of time.
Last question.
I had a neighbor.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say,
I had a neighbor growing.
Go ahead.
Okay, I had a neighbor growing up who was just active. I mean, this guy was the superintendent of schools locally, but every morning I would see him without fail going to exercise at 5 in the morning, and that still sticks to me, wow. You know, 25, 30 years later. Just that example, what you see is what you will be or become in many ways.
We have to talk again. This isn't long enough. Kobe, you got stuff. You got substance. You got illumination. You got some stuff going here. I'd like to explore further. How do people find the documentary, find you, Kobe, K-O-B-I-E, which means warrior. It's African name, Kobe Brown. Tell me how we find you.
Well, you find the film this Sunday, Father's Day, on Aspire Television, which is available on all cable platforms. You find me at, using the symbol at, K-O-B-I-E Chronicles on Twitter. And that's the best way for us to connect. But Stevie J, I definitely look forward to speaking with you further.
We got
to
do this again. You got a lot going on. I'm excited to meet you, and I think you're contributing in so many good ways. Congratulations on what you're accomplishing. I'm a fan in 5 minutes.
Thank you so much. Happy early Father's Day to you and all the men listening.
Thank you, sir. Kobe Brown is his name. At K-O-B-I-E Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Twitter.
That's right.
Aspire, do I get that? I got DirecTV.
Right.
I think I would get that.
Fatherless to fatherhood.
All right. Kobe Brown, really, really good man there. Let's check your sports headlines.
And, of course, we'll podcast that later today, ESPNCU.com. Cubs and Cardinals, let's get her going.
Yeah.
We got John Lester on the mound. You'll hear that action on US 105.9 against Michael Walker, who's 8-1 so far on the season.
He's been the best Cardinal.
I know it.
So we'll 8-1. Wow.
I know.
But you know what? With Lester and Walker, you'd say it's probably going to be 2-1. It'll probably be 10-9. You know, that's how it works.
Right.
Yeah.
So, we've got your Redbird recap right now.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario with you on the Cardinals Radio Network. Tonight, it's Cardinals and Cubs. A three-game series begins at Busch Stadium with 2.5 games separating these two teams in the standings. The Redbirds coming off of that disappointing stretch going 4-5 against the three bottom teams in the National League. But some positive takeaways have been Marcelo Zuna, who's been heating up, batting .400, 5 home runs, 14 RBIs, and a slugging percentage of 778 in the month of June. There's also Michael Wacha, who sits at 8-1 on the season. He starts tonight, has not allowed more than 2 runs since April 12th. Tonight it will be Wacha against Lester, tomorrow Martinez against Hendricks, and Sunday Flaherty against Quintana. First pitch tonight from Busch Stadium, 7:15. Amer and Total Access pregame show at 6:20. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Alex Ferrario.
And we had Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 5-2 yesterday. They're gearing up for a series against Detroit. I know Mike Clevinger with Cleveland struck out 11 yesterday against the Chicago White Sox. So they've got some good pitching going on for the Indians. The Dyke Eidelman Award, Athlete of the Year for Illinois, Bryn Spillane on the men's side for baseball. And in volleyball, Jordan Poulter, congratulations. Nancy Faye has the 2 new signees. Sarah Shewan is a graduate transfer from Ontario. And out of Frankfort, Illinois, freshman Carolyn Wilinski, congratulations on joining our Fighting Illini women's basketball team. I know in that new class is Ariel Scott from Urbana. We also have Steve Stricker in action, along with Dylan Myers, and it's hard to keep up at the U.S. Open with the conditions so rough. I know Dustin Johnson, though, was on the top of the leaderboard last
night. Well, he won last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the course now. I'll try and get any updates.
The Tiger's way down there.
Yeah, but he's, you know, so is Rory McIlroy,
sure.
Phil Mickelson, and everybody. It's just rough. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We're coming out of that shot at isolated showers or thunderstorms. Storms and partly cloudy conditions now. We've got a high 89, low 71. Sunshine tomorrow, high 93, low 73. By Sunday, Father's Day, hot, high 95. Free admission for dads with the kid that they pay for at the area pools. Right now, the temperature's at 71. ESPN 93.5.
All right, Dustin Johnson's on the course with Tiger in that group.
And
he's already under 1-under, so he's -2 and tied for first. Here we go, 8:20, time for your Fox Business Minute.
From the Fox. Fox Business Network. Stock futures are lower following President Trump revealing a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of goods from China related to intellectual property and technology. There's another encouraging reading on the economy. The Empire State Manufacturing Survey rose this month to 25, the highest reading since October. Any reading over zero signals improving manufacturing. Kellogg is recalling Honey Smacks cereal in 31 states because of salmonella concerns. The cereal's been linked to more than 60 illnesses. McDonald's is taking steps to eliminate plastic straws in the U.S. because of the straw's impact on the environment. It'll be testing other types of straws at its U.S. restaurants later this year. McDonald's is also eliminating plastic straws in all its restaurants in the U.K. and Ireland by September. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
At Body and Soul, they take pride in giving you the perfect fit for your athletic shoes. Their team of experts will help you in selecting the style that fits your purpose and your feet. Body and Soul has offered the best prices and best quality for more than 30 years. And they aren't just shoes. Whether it's walking, running, swimming, or biking, or whether it's for you or the whole team, visit Mike or Jed and their experienced staff at Body and Soul, Route 45 Savoy. Call 356-8926 or visit Body, the letter N, soulsports.com.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. The best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Golf season is here, and Willow Pond Golf Course in Rantoul is where to be. Enjoy East Central Illinois' most improved course, great food, and a great atmosphere, all for a great price, and take in historic scenic views of the former Chanute Air Force Base. Monday through Friday, golf for just $25 and $30 on Saturday and Sunday, both including a cart. Baby boomers 60 years and older can take advantage of the weekday special, a round and a cart for $20. Book your tee time today at Willow Pond Golf Course. Call 893-9000 or WillowPondGolf.com.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
All right, it is 8:24. I am Stephen J. Happy to have in our studio Carl Human Resources, Jill Larson. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me out today.
There's a reason to go to YouTube and our channel because that Jill's somebody to look at.
I'm on radio
for a reason. Nice to have you here. I really appreciate it. All right, Carl, great place to work. I'm a big Carl fan. Why is it a great place to work?
Well, Carl has lots of things to offer, and we really wanted to showcase that Carl is an organization where people want to work. So we partnered with the National Certifying Body, Great Place to Work. And with that, they take employees' perspectives on the trust that they have with our coworkers and our leadership, as well as the pride that we have in the work that we do.
I mean, people like coming to work.
They do. They
When you wake up, when you woke up this morning, you said, oh, boy, I can't wait to be on the radio. No, I'm just kidding. But you were excited because you like the environment.
Absolutely.
The culture. How would you describe Carl's culture?
Very engaging and dynamic. True collaboration.
Yeah, and good people.
Good people, great people.
Kind of like feel like you're at Disney or something walking around. Oh, you're nice. Oh, you're nice. I mean,
absolutely. And Carl really has created a new culture called the Carl Experience, where we really take into consideration things just as you mentioned, making sure that we're saying hello, we're smiling, we're making eye contact with our patients so that they know not only do we want to be here, but we want them to be with us.
You know, it's a good time, Jill, and you know this, to be good at people, because it's now a real employee market. I mean, it's you want to get and retain the best people, and having I'm with Carl. I mean,
absolutely,
you got some gravitas, man.
I mean, absolutely,
that's huge. You guys are apparently hiring more people to take care of patients. And why is that?
Carl and Health Alliance both have a really progressive growth strategy, and we really want to make sure that we're providing the services that our patients need. And in order to do that, we need to make sure that we have the right staff on hand to help care of those patients.
Yeah, so we're going to do that because you've always done it, and I have firsthand experience. Thank you very much. But it's just up and down. You can always tell a good organization is when you've got the top people like a Jim Leonard happy, and then you got somebody doing bedpans happy. That's wonderful, and that's hard to do that. It really, really is. So everybody in healthcare, or everybody that wants to go to, what's the website again? It was carl.com/... careers?
Absolutely. So you can find any opportunities that we have available at www.carl.org/careers.
And there are openings.
There are openings.
Right, so you're looking to hire at Carl, and probably, I'm guessing, take a leap here, great benefits.
Absolutely.
Because want benefits.
Sure. And some of our hot jobs right now are going to be our surgical techs, nurses, and...
Can I be a surgical tech?
You can.
What's the training on that one?
Absolutely.
Hand me the whatever that thingamaflugi is. I probably need to know the term.
And Parkland has a great program.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
I bet they do.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is 16, and she shadowed someone, or actually, you know, learned from 6 different people. They went into a room and talked about Carl job opportunities, and it was wonderful. And they talk about how you can, you know, get tuition paid for and enhance your career after you get your foot in the door here, and that Parkland Pathways is a great way to go.
Absolutely. And you mentioned tuition, and that is one of the biggest benefits that we have. It really is something that we help retain individuals and all of our employees. So Carl does offer a very progressive tuition assistance benefit, and one of the things that makes us stand out the most is our tuition assistant is a reimbursement, not it's an upfront coverage rather
than
really a reimbursement.
That's really nice.
Absolutely.
You guys got it going on, and you don't just have to work in Champaign-Urbana. There's a lot of Carls.
Absolutely. Not to mention Health Alliance. So Health Alliance bridges out into Indiana, Iowa, Washington. Mm. So there's lots of opportunities within the healthcare system.
What the heck's going on out there at Curtis and Staley? My goodness, it's another city.
Moving and shaking.
I mean, it really
Carl
is.
Carl at the field.
It is absolutely. Really amazing boom.
Absolutely. I have the privilege to work out there.
Do you?
Absolutely. It's very phenomenal. Previously, our department was on 2 different floors, and I mentioned collaboration earlier, and just having everyone in one spot has really increased the collaboration that we have.
I wonder if I can still be a doctor. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
How do you feel? Call me in the morning. I mean, can I do that?
I'm sorry.
I think
Jill,
there's training.
Just
no, I'm sorry. I just love Carl.
Okay, so I'm looking at the survey that Laura maybe had a chance to send me. People who care about each other. Proud to tell others I work here.
Yeah.
Celebrate special events around here. Contribute to the community. All of this within the Carl organization sent to employees this survey. And all the responses, 85% on up.
Mm-hmm.
So you are really affecting folks who are working there, too, and making a difference in the community.
Absolutely. So we do survey our employees approximately 1 to 2 times a year just to determine the satisfaction level. The satisfaction that we have is really important. We want to have people who are happy to come to work. They want to provide exceptional patient care, also non-patient care. So we do take the satisfaction that our employees have very seriously, and lots of great benefits come from that. Last year alone, we incorporated a fitness center into the main hospital, and that was a direct result of feedback that we'd received from the employee engagement survey.
Love
I like your badge and says talent acquisition
coordinator.
Absolutely.
You're like a scout. You're like a major league scout.
Exactly.
You're finding talent. That pitcher can throw. You kind of scout around, do you?
Absolutely. Oh. And we talked about the individuals that we're trying to find, and you mentioned earlier about going out to Parkland and doing classroom visits. Our recruitment team is really progressive about getting out and partnering with local schools to try to find some of that top talent. Are we scouts? I'm not sure, but we
kind of like it.
Kind of like
so
that.
So would you look at older, kind of olden guys that are excited?
Here we go.
No, back I'm just
it's
checking.
All about
I'm,
me.
No, I'm just checking.
You know, Jill, one thing that I like is that you have like 14 different towns listed here under major locations where Carl is located, and that's an asset too. People don't like to drive so far these days to their workplace.
Absolutely. We try to be as flexible as possible within reason. So our patient care, the flexibility may not exist quite as some as those non-patient care settings, but work from home options, lots of different statuses. That's the one thing I'm new to healthcare, and that was one of the things I found the most amazing is that individuals can work anywhere from 10 to 40 hours a week. And we really try to work with people's personal lives and offer them the schedules that really are the best for them. Offer flexibility again, like those work from home options.
I think when you say I work at Carl, there is some serious, you know, credibility there.
Yep.
And U of I or Carl.
Yep.
They say work at U of I. Anyway, thank you for coming in. I think it's outstanding. Now, give that website again if people want to apply and look what's available.
Yeah, perfect. For all of our opportunities, please go to www.carl.org/careers. We offer lots of exciting sign-on bonus opportunities.
Nurses, I think, are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, we also offer some additional bonuses for clinical positions as well.
I'm telling you, it's a great place to work. Everybody knows that. I'm glad you articulated that. Great to meet Jill Larson, Carl Human Resources. Great job. You've done this like 100 times, right?
Oh, I'd have to admit it. Maybe my first time.
Oh, you did great.
Wonderful.
Such a rookie, but great.
So good.
Nice job. Jill Larson with Carl.
Thank you so much for coming out. We really appreciate it. And way to go, Carl. Yay, cheerleader. Woohoo. I'm serious. I'm a big fan. Thank you.
It's ESPN 93.5.
Jill Larson from Carl. Again, Carl Human Resources, carl.org/, don't tell me.
Careers.
Careers. I knew that. I knew that. We'll be right back.
President Trump says about top officials at the FBI.
They were plotting against my election. Probably has never happened like that in terms of intelligence, in terms of anything else. But they were actually plotting against my election.
An internal Justice Department report finds no bias in how the Hillary Clinton email investigation was handled.
Well, the end result was wrong. I mean, there was total bias.
The president on Fox and Friends this morning. He says about new tariffs announced today on products from China.
We had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. Not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen. Can't happen.
The Chinese government says there will be equal tariffs on American imports coming into their $50 billion worth in response, the same amount. The president went outside to speak with Fox News Channel and then a group of other reporters for about 50 minutes this morning on the White House lawn. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 28-year-old man has been convicted in the robbery of a Champaign Sprint store. Randy Williams of Kankakee faces up to 20 years in prison for his role in the robbery of the store in July of 2016. Have you noticed big swarms of moths lately? WCIA says the moths are harmless, but their larvae can do some damage. Crops could see some issues, as the moths can do some damage to lawns and vegetables. And they can be a pest to wheat. The moths should go away in the next few weeks. The moths come out in masses and fly in groups around trees with flowers to feed on the nectar. The Illinois unemployment rate has fallen for the fifth straight month. FoxIllinois.com says the State Department of Employment Security says the rate fell by 0.1 percentage point to 4.3%. Non-farm payrolls went up by 8,600 jobs over the month. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Happy to welcome back one of my highest rated radio weeks of all time because John Decker's been on three times. Ladies and gentlemen, he is back, jet lagged, but happy. And what the heck? How long was that flight coming back?
That was a 20-hour flight coming back. That was something. So, look, good to be back. I'll tell you that right now.
And I've got your sea legs. You get a day, I hope, to recuperate, don't you?
I did yesterday. Yesterday I did. I had a full day. And beyond that, you know, this is my third long trip I've taken in a month. I was in Spain. I was in France. and in Singapore. And so I think I've learned how to adjust to all these long trips.
Good for you. John Decker. All right. And looking back, I bet it feels like a month ago you were in Singapore, but this has got to be at least initially regarded as a great success.
Well, I think that's right, and I think that's a good way to put it. You know, initially, we don't know whether North Korea is going to follow through with its pledges to denuclearize, but the fact that the president actually had this summit in and of itself was historic, and I think that, as the president said in response to a question that I asked him at his press conference, he said he didn't think any of his predecessors would have been able to do what he did, to organize that summit, to meet face-to-face with Kim Jong-un. And I think that the way you phrased it, Stevie, the fact that initially it does look like it's a success, but, you know, the proof's going to be in the pudding. The proof's going to be whether or not Kim Jong-un follows through on those pledges.
I don't think, and again, you have a good feel for this, too. You can say I agree or disagree, but I don't think Donald Trump's going to get schnookered on a deal. Bill Clinton went in good faith, thought that they were going to be honest and all these other things. I don't think Donald Trump's going to take anybody's word for anything.
Well, I think that the key is verification, right? And it's not in that agreement that they signed. But, you know, this is the beginning of the process. It's not the end of the process. And it's going to be up to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who's the point person on this, to make certain that there's a verification process in place to make certain that Kim Jong-un follows through with the things that he made, those pledges that he made at the summit in Singapore. And, you know, look, if you look at their track record, it's not good. They've made promises and pledges in the past, and they've reneged on them. We'll see if this time's different in terms of North Korea dealing with the U.S.
Well, you're going to be knee-deep probably in the weekend taking a peek at all this IG stuff, because the way I kind of use my barometer on coverage is if you flipped it, if everything was done against Hillary Clinton and not Donald Trump, would there be coverage? And I'm telling you, the NBCs and the ABCs of the world, they're just not talking about this IG report much right now. It's going to unfold for a week, but it's going to be fascinating to see what ramifications it has.
Well, it doesn't put a lot of people whose names we've gotten to know over the course of the past year, year and a half, in a very good light. James Comey, the former FBI director, I think, you know, if you read this IG report, his reputation is really torn apart by the IG report. Same thing with Loretta Lynch. Same thing with those two FBI agents, Strzok and Page. They don't get presented in a good light either. So this is something that I think you're right. You need to spend some time going through this. The IG is nonpartisan. It's not a person who's affiliated with either political party. And so I think that he did a very good job in terms of putting this report together.
You sound awfully articulate for a man who's been in an airplane that long.
Right.
I mean, you're really good. I mean, it's a long...
That's my gift.
I mean, it's really not easy. So what's the secret? You sleep or you watch movies?
No.
What do you drink?
Okay, here's the secret, if you must know. Because, and plus, you know, I know you've taken these long trips before. The secret is this. So you have two legs of the trip. You're going from Singapore, in my case, from Singapore to Dubai. And that's 7.5 hours. And then you have a really long 13-hour leg from Dubai to Washington, D.C. The key is stay awake for the first leg. You must stay awake for the first leg. And then stay awake as long as physically possible for the second leg. Mm. And then you go to bed. And then you're back on East Coast time for me. And it makes it easier to get up. I was up this morning. The time I always get up at 4:15 to go to the gym.
Wow.
And hopefully I'll continue in this vein, you know, for the weeks ahead.
Good,
you know,
for you.
But I feel pretty good today.
That's awesome. Yep. So you're essentially going to bed when you get home, no matter what time it is.
That's right.
Okay. Well, good. Sure.
Yeah.
Good call. Good.
That's
and then
exactly
and
right.
You feel pretty good today.
I do.
That's
feel
awesome.
Really good.
All right. Good secret. Because
yeah.
I'm going to Shanghai. It's 14 hours, so I'll have to
there you go.
Try and remember. John
yeah, the key is coming back. I mean, like, I don't think you feel it as much going, but coming back, you feel it a little bit, and that's one of the keys to making certain you don't have as much jet lag.
All right, and last question, scale of 1 to 10, first impression of Singapore was a?
Oh, a 10,
wow.
Absolutely.
Ooh, love it.
The cleanest city I've ever been in my life.
Wow.
It is the climate is the same year-round, which is a nice, you know, I think, nice climate for a year-round climate,
yeah.
Very tropical. And the people are extremely nice. Everybody speaks English.
Wonderful.
You know, it's one of those
excellent.
Rare Asian countries where everyone speaks English, so you can get around very easily. The taxi drivers, the people at restaurants, they all speak English, and the food's terrific, so I give it a 10 for sure.
John Decker, you're the man. Thanks for being on so much this weekend. Good job in Singapore.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you real soon. Have a great weekend.
It's John Decker, live from the White House, ESPN 93.5.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP Conventional or High Mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Game Day Spirit is a proud member of the Champaign Center Partnership Campus Town 13 Thursday Summer Shopping Event. Get amazing deals every Thursday this summer at restaurants and shop all over campus. Game Day will up their BOGO game on t-shirts from buy one get one free to buy one get two free. And Game Day is also including select fleece sweatshirts into a buy one get one free deal. These deals are only good on Thursdays and can't be paired with any other discounts. Game Day looks forward to seeing you now that students are away. Go Illini and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter for updates on deals and hours.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online. DriveChampaign.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great summer fun. Their educational programs will take you canoeing and fishing. You can learn about the stars, wild edibles, enjoy Sunday concerts, and go for bike rides. Don't forget about Lake of the Woods Golf Course. Enjoy an afternoon of golf on their beautiful 18-hole course or try out foot golf. Go to ccfpd.org. That's ccfpd.org to see all what the Champaign County Forest Preserve District has to offer to get you closer to nature this summer. Go to ccfpd.org.
All right, here's your sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Cubs versus Cardinals.
Yeah.
It'll be John Lester on the mound, and if you're a Cubs fan, you can hear the action on US 105.9. Just a reminder, all three games in the 7 o'clock hour, we were planning on Sunday's game to be a day game, but they've adjusted that now for Father's Day. The Cardinals will have Michael Wacha at 8-1 on the mound. And, you know, this has kind of been a quest to have higher ranking. Cubs at second right now and Cardinals at third. Milwaukee Brewers are on top in the NL Central. So it'll be fun the next three nights as you wear your Cubs or Cardinals gear out and about and get a little slug in the arm. We've got Cleveland beating the Chicago White Sox yesterday 5-2, and the White Sox are due to host Detroit. Guy Keitelman Award. Bryn Spillane of the baseball team and the volleyball team, Jordan Poulter. We've got the World Cup going on. Russia beat Saudi Arabia yesterday. And the U.S. Open is also in action.
Mentioned U of I and Carl being big employee places. So is Busey.
Yes.
Explore issues that matter most to you, your family, and your financial future with Busey's magazine, The Pillar, the spring issue now available. Turn the pages to find a variety of resources and advice from Busey's experts. Refresh, renew, and restore your home with tips, including how a Busey home equity line of credit or loan can help finance your fixes. Busey connects the dots between health and wealth with expert advice, how to plan financially and physically for the long run. Busey introduces a nonprofit partner, Midwest Food Bank, sharing its blessings and bridging the needs of neighbors suffering from food insecurities. Busey's magazine, The Pillar, is a great resource for readers in all life stages. From financial insights to investment trends, The Pillar covers topics that matter most to you. To read The Pillar or to request a copy of the magazine, visit the publications page in the Resource Center on Busey.com or stop by any of their convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive, truly free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
The word kids and free typically don't go together. Luckily, every Wednesday at Rosati's Pizza, get 2 free kids meals with any $25 purchase or more. Pizza, pasta, salads, and more options will satisfy everyone's craving. Dine in only. Kids 10 and under, please. Then on Friday, don't freak out. Start your weekend off right with a 4-topping 16-inch thin crust pizza from Rosati's Pizza in Urbana for just $23.15. Saturday, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti, just $6.95, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Salad, breadstick, and drink extra. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, or 328-2334.
ESPN 93.5 and Welch's Fruit Snacks are partnering with Pro Camps Worldwide to give kids in grades 1 through 8 a chance to win their way into the Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp on July 19th. Sign up your son or daughter today at ESPNCU.com. One lucky kid will have the opportunity to experience fun and educational activities on the field with Chicago Cubs All-Star second baseman Javier Baez. We'll select our winner at random on Friday, June 22nd during Stevie J's morning show. Again, sign up today at ESPNCU.com and good luck.
Father's Day this weekend. Weather for the weekend will be pretty warm.
Yeah, we still have a chance of an isolated shower thunderstorm until 10. Otherwise, sunshine, high 89 expected today, clear and a low 71 tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high 93, down to around 73. My son Aiden and lots of Special Olympians heading to Bloomington Normal. Lots of suntan lotion and water.
Well, let us know how it goes.
Okay,
we're rooting for Aiden, who's a medalist, state medalist from before. We want Aiden to bring home the gold.
That's right. High 95 expected for you dads on Sunday. 71 now on ESPN 93.5.
Coach Jason Brown, Jefferson Middle School, archery. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's stunning to me what Jefferson Middle School is to the world of archery. You guys are crazy good. 120 kids on the team, which I can't even fathom.
Right.
And you got the number one archer in America?
In the world.
What?
Yep.
It's all about coaching, Jason. It's all about coaching.
I'm going to say I have really good kids and great staff and great support at the school and parents to help make the team successful and along with that.
So Beth Merrifield is her name, number one in the world at her age. And Jed, how is that possible? I mean, this program's what, 5 years old?
It's the second year in existence. And we've won 6 state championships for the state of Illinois. And this year we went to the National World Tournament and did quite well, and Beth really did well.
So would you put an apple on your head if Beth Merrifield was shooting?
I probably would. If it was like a life or death thing, I think I would trust her.
That's crazy. I mean, it really is. So are you good at this, Jason?
I will tell you that a lot of the kids that shoot on our team are better than me.
Wow. And how is it that they can get so good at this? I mean, what's the secret to being so good?
I think our coaches really do pay attention to the kids, and we're in their ear quite a bit and just helping them with their form and not necessarily always helping them with their form, but when they have a bad shot or a bad tournament, we stay positive and tell them to keep their chin up, and we'll get after it and keep going.
It's awesome.
I saw the report with WCIA doing a spotlight on Beth yesterday, and she said it's not really all about the practice. It's about your focus.
It really is. Archery is a huge mental sport, so I like to compare it to golf. I mean, though your golf swing is pretty normal, but if you get off a little bit, or even the mental aspect of it, you know, you should be able to make this 2 foot putt, but sometimes you miss that 2 foot putt. So if you can just stay focused and not think about the shot, and just think about your form and go after it, you should be good.
And what about wind? I mean, is that a factor?
Well, we shoot indoors, mm-hmm. so most of our tournaments are indoors that we shoot at, so the wind's really not a factor.
That's good. Well, that's fun. Well, exciting to be part of that. And what's stunning to me is you've created such a culture and environment, Jason Brown, that 120 kids want to be part of it. That's amazing.
Yeah, I tell you, it is kind of the it thing at Jefferson. It's, we get 40, 60 kids each year that kind of start out one to see what it's about, and a few of them drop out because it's not for them, but quite a few of them pick up the bow for the first time as a sixth grader, and hopefully by the time they hit that seventh grade year, eighth grade year, then they're on our top team, and we have a team of 24 kids, and so this year we had 5 teams.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, it's quite a sensation. I know. Yeah. I'm from Tolono, and we have momentum, and it is popular. And oftentimes, instead of a pointy arrow at the end, it's like a huge, giant marshmallow at the end, and they can do target practice, and you can shoot at each other, and it's fun.
Yep, there's all sorts of different activities.
So cool. Jason Brown, he's the coach of the Jefferson Middle School Wunderbars. I mean, incredible.
Yes.
The archery team and with Beth Merrifield. Listen, congratulations, Jason, on your success. You deserve attention and appreciation. Way to go. Good job.
All right. Thanks for talking.
You betcha. Coach Jason Brown, Jefferson Middle School Archery. That's pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, it is.
Your first place in Tiddlywinks. It's awesome. It
right.
A lot of practice,
and
a lot of work.
7-year programs.
It's archery.
Championship.
This is significant.
Wow.
It's an archer. It's a real Olympic sport.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Diane, we thank you.
All right. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Father's
thank
Day, Steve.
Thank you.
You've been terrific.
Very
as
blessed.
The dad
well,
of Miss Illinois.
That's what I'm known for now.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening, and happy Father's Day to Mike Anderson.
Thank you.
I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your motor.